KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued partly cloudy skies today and a high of 64 with winds southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 36, and partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Creston Police Department say four Creston residents reported vehicle break-ins and or incidents of vandalism. On Saturday, a woman in the 300 block of North Walnut Street in Creston told authorities her vehicle had been rammed by another vehicle multiple times. Damage was estimated at $800. A man reported Saturday that his vehicle was stolen from near a bar and grill establishment in Creston. The damaged vehicle was later recovered. And another resident reported Saturday his vehicle was damaged while it was parked in the 300 block of North Walnut Street, with damage estimated at $1,000. On the 24th, a man residing in the 300 block of North Walnut also reported that sometime around midnight, someone broke into his wife's vehicle. He advised also a Leatherman tool valued at $50 was missing. Creston police said also a 42-year-old Julio Cesar Villapando Castro of Creston was arrested Saturday night on two counts of criminal mischief in the third degree, stalking, violation of a court order, violation of a no-contact or protective order, and theft in the second degree motor vehicle. Villapando Castro is being held at the Union County Jail on a $14,300 cash-only bond. Police in Red Oak say no injuries were reported following an accident Thursday evening at the intersection of Highway 34 and Eastern Avenue. Authorities found a 2017 Chevy Traverse driven by 29-year-old Trisha Gomez of Stanton was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 5:22 p.m. and had slowed down for a vehicle ahead of her that was slowing down to make a left turn onto Northeastern Avenue. When Gomez's vehicle slowed, it was struck from behind by a 2009 Ford F-150 pickup registered to Seipold Farms and driven by 53-year-old Rodney L. Seipold of Hastings. Seipold admitted to police that he was not paying attention. Damages from the collision amounted to $26,000. Seipold was cited for following too close in violation of his restricted license. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors will meet in a special session Tuesday at 9 a.m. in the courthouse in Harlan. Among the items to be discussed will be the 2022 five-year program resolution to revise a project within the Shelby County five-year plan. Resolution 2138 is a resolution to fix the date for a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation emergency communications equipment loan agreement and to borrow money thereunder in a principal amount not to exceed $1.88 million. In addition to a supervisor room remodel estimate and a fiscal year 23 preliminary budget discussion. Well, the Audubon Recreation Foundation Board and the Gymnasium Subcommittee members are raising money to expand the Audubon Recreation Center. The goal is to raise $75,000 from local contributions to expand the current facility with two basketball and volleyball courts and a fitness center. The goal is to raise the money from local donations during the giving season until the end of the year to secure purchase of the building. Everyone's invited to an open house and informational meeting on the Raise the Gym project and progress this evening at 7:30 at the Audubon Recreation Center, with the doors opening at 7 p.m. Elsewhere in the news, Iowa motorists will soon have the option of keeping their driver's license on their phones. State officials have begun a pilot project to make digital driver's licenses or mobile IDs available for download via smartphone app sometime in 2022. The state plans to test devices equipped with digital versions through December, with about 100 State Department of Transportation employees expected to enlist by spring as a test group. The mobile ID will be optional, and motorists will still be expected to carry hard copy licenses. The first of Iowa's two shotgun deer seasons begin this Saturday, December 4th, when an expected 55,000 to 60,000 blaze orange-clad hunters head to the timber for the annual late fall tradition. Good news is that Iowa's deer population is similar to last year statewide and is continuing a slow upward trend in north central and northwest Iowa. That's been the goal of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources since 2014. Tyler Harms, wildlife biologist with the Iowa DNR, says, "We've been relaxing the regulations on deer in northwest and north central Iowa for the past couple of years to allow hunters more opportunities since that population has recovered. The DNR has removed the buck-only harvest restriction during its first shotgun season in a handful of counties in north central Iowa, but left it in place for the 17 counties in northwest Iowa. The DNR manages Iowa's deer population to provide a harvest of between 100 and 120,000 deer annually. Harm says they're expecting the harvest to be similar to last year when Iowans reported harvesting more than 109,500 deer. And given the advanced state of the harvest, everything is setting up nicely. In 2019, hunters harvested around 95,000 deer. That was down from 108,000 in 2018. On a related note, the Iowa Deer Exchange experienced a successful inaugural season last year, registering more than 650 participants who are either willing or to provide deer meat or willing to accept it. Heading into the shotgun deer hunting season, the Iowa DNR is encouraging Iowans who are interested in receiving venison and hunters willing to provide it to again sign up with the program. Participants who signed up last year are encouraged to review their profile to make sure they're still considered active, and the offer good until date hasn't passed. To sign up for the Iowa Deer Exchange, go to www.iowadnr.gov/deer and then scroll down to Iowa's Deer Exchange program to fill out a link in the required fields. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.